The South African Human Rights Commission has slammed the Eastern Cape Health Department, Eastern Cape Liquor Board, and the South African Police Service in relation to the Enyobeni Tavern tragedy. 21 young people died during school end-of-year celebrations at the tavern. Presenting the Commission's report on the investigation into the tragedy on Thursday, Commissioner Nomahlubi Belinda Gwenana also blamed the Buffalo City Municipality for failing to protect the victims.
Commission finds that the Eastern Cape Liquor Board's conduct and or omission have contributed to violations of fundamental human rights in the unfolding of the Enyobeni Tavern tragedy. 9.2, despite acknowledging severe human capital challenges, the Eastern Cape Liquor Board persisted in issuing liquor licenses without the requisite capacity to adequately monitor and enforce compliance. 9.3, this failure directly contravened the state's obligation under the Constitution and international human rights law, including the right to life as enshrined in Article 6 of the International Convention on Civil and Political Rights, which obligates state to take all necessary measures to protect life. 9.4, by continuously issuing liquor licenses, knowing it would not have capacity to oversee and inspect the operation of license holders, such as taverns, the Eastern Cape Liquor Board deliberately neglected to protect vulnerable members of society against the illicit trade of alcohol and its associated alcohol harms.
Gwenana lambasted the Eastern Cape Health Department.
The Commission finds that the Department of Health's handling of the Enyobeni Tavern tragedy has resulted in violation of the right to dignity of the victims' families. 9.24, the initial report suggesting menthol poisoning as the cause of death, later refuted, followed by the emergence of suffocation due to overcrowding as the purported cause, created confusion and distress among the affected families. 9.25, the lack of clarity and consistency in the information provided exacerbated their trauma and denied them the dignity of knowing the truth about circumstances of their loved one's death. 9.26, furthermore, the obstacles faced by family members in accessing relevant information and the department's explanation citing confidentiality and legal constraints raise questions about transparency and accountability in the investigation process, further eroding the family sense of dignity and respect. 9.27, the repeated postponement of formal inquest proceedings to investigate the deaths prolonged the agony and uncertainty for the bereaved families, denying them closure and perpetuating their suffering. In failing to provide timely and transparent resolution of the matter, the Department of Health has failed to uphold the dignity of victims and families, thereby violating their fundamental human rights.
2 months ago, the tavern's owner and operational manager, Vuyokazi Ndwevu, and her husband, Siyakhangela, were sentenced to 100 days in jail or a fine of 5,000 rand each. They were convicted in the East London Regional Court on being liable for the sale of alcohol to a 17-year-old minor who testified in the trial. A cashier who was previously on duty on the night of the deaths previously paid an admission of guilt fine. An inquest into the cause of the teenager's death is scheduled to be heard in the Mdansane Magistrates Court in May. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.